Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. The search engine Yahoo and the Apple iPhone have divided the holy city of Jerusalem. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Internet giant Yahoo and the Apple computer firm have decided not to wait for the Israelis and the Palestinians to decide on the final status talks and the determination of the borders of a Palestinian state and the status on the holy city of Jerusalem. In practice, these two giant firms have made the decision to divide Jerusalem into east and west. On Yahoo weather page, the iPhone user is offered two Middle East options when requesting weather information for Jerusalem: East Jerusalem and West Jerusalem, preempting the Israeli-Palestinian negotiations and the dividing of the holy city of Jerusalem. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The action by Yahoo and the Apple computer firm to divide the holy city of Jerusalem is another evidence that this world is entering into the end of times as foretold in Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As world leaders endeavor to bring resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the issue of the final status of Jerusalem is at the top of every agenda in the peace process. The Palestinians say that they must have at least a portion of Jerusalem as the capital of their state called Palestine. The Israelis contend that Jerusalem is the undivided, eternal capital of the Jewish people, and the holy city will not be divided again. By the way, I must remind you that there is not a city called East Jerusalem or one called West Jerusalem. There is only Jerusalem. Once again, the issue of Jerusalem and the controversy surrounding the holy city is front and center. King David named Jerusalem as the political capital of the Jewish people some 3,000 years ago. That's recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 5. God has selected Jerusalem to dwell among the Jewish people forever. That's Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. Jesus Christ told the Jewish prophet Zechariah that he would return to Jerusalem to build his temple where he would rule and reign in his kingdom to come. That's Zechariah 1:16 and chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. God's plan for Jerusalem will override the division of the holy city by Yahoo and iPhone. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...